Well, the timetable is now is really trying to push towards training camp a little bit further than that, but we've seen no definite timetable set in stone yet. Just trying to get do it, like I said, just push every day, man, trying to get better and trying to make my hip stronger to the point where I was when I left off. So
you got to be careful not to push too hard to avoid that setback, because you don't want to get out there.
It does. And that's what the precautions are they taking in with the training staff and with the weight room guys. So strength and conditioning-wise, it's been good. And right now, I feel like I'm on target to have a good one and come back running.
First game, let me see out there.
I hope so. Okay. Hope so.
How about when you are healthy? Do you have some personal goals that you'd like to achieve this year?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. I want to go to Pro Bowl. I want to be one of the best D tackles in this league. That's never going to stop my ambition to be the best. Just trying to help these guys, the younger guys I got with me, just bring them along and try to catch up to where I left off at.
Speaking of the younger guys, you can offer them some help, mentorship.
Yeah, most definitely. That's what I've been trying to do out here now, man. Just keep following the plays along and just trying to help them, whatever I see, try to help them see the same way how I see it, or just being that leader, man.
How much different is this defense now when you look around and see Ward, Tlaib, DeMarcus? How much different?
It's different. But we lost some good players, and we gained some good players too. But at the same time, it's just an urge for me to get ready out there and get back out there and try to play with them and be a part of this defense like I know I can, man, and just try to contribute in my way.
What is your position? Obviously, you have to keep on a certain weight, but also keep it on in a healthy way. Is that harder to do when you're rehabbing for this match?
Well, so far, I've been doing a good job at it. I've been on crutches about 14 weeks. So that time, I don't think I gained too much weight, but I'm right at 330, so that's where I left off at when I was playing last year. So got a little flabby here and there, but it's getting back. And then Luke Richardson and those guys are getting me in check and keeping me right. So
what was the hardest, most frustrating thing
about watching the Super Bowl? And then just having, you know, not being out there with my guys, man. And that's one of the most frustrating things, man. When you work that hard and put in the work to get to that point, and you can't plan the ultimate goal that you want to set for yourself and set for this team as a unit, which to play in the Super Bowl, and we got to put the work in this year and get back to that point.
You know how tough the churn and turnover at this league is, and how insecure everybody is. So when you have a real tough injury like you do, what's the level of anxiety, not just get back on the field, but knowing that you'll still have a job?
Well, I'm putting the work in to the point where I can come out and I can do the things I did when I left off. And as long as I put the work in, man, and my anxiety level is probably going to go down and be at ease a little bit. But at the same time, just getting back on the field and moving around a little bit more and just being that dominant Vic that I can be, and man, just throwing my weight around on some guys, I'll be all right.
What is the thing you have to clear in your mind to know you're healthy? Is it getting out blocks? Is it moving laterally? What is it? You'll know when you're healthy.
Yeah, like I said, I just got clear Friday. We went to see the guys up in Vail, and they did some good work on me, and they showed I passed the sports test. So just getting back to my old self is just feeling my strength back.
Okay.
and feeling doing the things I used to do before I got injured. Like I said, that was my biggest part, man, is just trying to move like I used to move, man. And I mean, pushing guys, I'm holding up 700 pounds sometimes on a double team. So, I mean, I get that point, and I'll be good.
Did that appointment give you some peace of mind based on what they told you?
They did, because they gave me a point where I could start moving a little bit and start doing some running a little bit. So today I ran a little bit, and the treatment guys, they're making a plan for me every day, and they pushing me to the limit. So, I mean, I've been working hard with them, and that's all I can do is put in the hard work every day.
Because you've been able to step back and observe a little more, what's your take on the new guys?
They're working, and they're very competitive, and they're very they're vocal too. So at the same time, we got three leaders, and that's a good aspect to have when you coming in and bringing some new guys into a good group. So it all helps out.
Big Vic, what are your thoughts on Sylvester Williams, the job he did last year after the injury, and what he's like now?
Sly came on good last year. He played some good ball for us last year, and right now he's becoming more of himself in his role,
He's learning the plays more and being more faster, playing his and identifying blocks faster. And I mean, that's all you can ask from a young guy is to have his transition go from one level to the next. So he's been doing a good job so far.
You and Terrence played so well together. How do you think he did after you went down, kind of taking that mantle?
Well, I mean, sometimes other season we struggled a little bit against some teams, but at the same time we still end up at the same spot where we wanted to be at. So it's always a good to be in there with them, but at the same time, if you can help and you can coach them and see what, like you said, just try to help them see what you see and little things like that and little techniques, it always helps and they give another guy another perspective or some stuff.
Okay, thanks,
Vic. Thanks, Vic.